Water has a low viscosity, which means it flows easily compared to a highly viscous substance, like toothpaste. The viscosity of ocean water increases as temperature decreases, and viscosity increases as salinity increases. For example, similar zooplankton species, like copepods, have different adaptations based on water temperature. A small copepod living in warm ocean water has ornate, feather-like appendages to slow its sinking rate, compared to a similar copepod living in colder water that displays less ornate appendages. Planktonic critters float easier in colder, higher viscosity waters. Single-celled photosynthetic phytoplankton benefit from being as small as possible to use the frictional resistance of seawater to resist sinking and maintain their position in sunlit waters. This image illustrates that a critter's ratio of surface area to volume increases as the critter's size decreases. Ocean critters with smaller bodies and a higher surface area to volume ratio allow them to stay afloat more easily and to more efficiently take in nutrients and oxygen from the surrounding seawater and expel waste through their cell membranes. Even with these adaptations, critters still have a higher density than seawater, so they will sink, often very slowly. However, surface winds blow and mix the water so that turbulence keeps these organisms positioned near the ocean's sunny water.